What about orange groves? Are there, is that in this county much? Or?
Well, there's a lot of oranges that grow over here at McIntosh, down over 441. As far as Lowell, then they knock off, and then there's very few then on down south until you get around Bellevue and Leesburg, and then they start up, and there's just thousands of acres of oranges.
When you were little, did you move around much? No. Is this the house?
I tell you right now. We would get up every morning at 4 o'clock, and when daylight come, we were between the plow handles of plowing. When Sunday morning come, we knew to be in church. If we wasn't in church, my dad would find out right quick, quiet. Now, we'd go anywhere we want to after the church was over with. And but we boys get out in the woods and have all the fun we wanted. And when church time come, we better be there.
Where did y'all live?
Right up here, just about a quarter mile on the right of the road, just beyond the cemetery, so you go up that way.
Is that where you lived most of your life? Or?
No, I lived there until I was 24 years old. Then I moved around from one place to the other for 4 or 5 years.
All in this general area?
Yeah. And then I decided I wanted to move, and my daddy told me, he said, Harry, he said, you can't move. I said, why can't I? I said, I've got all arrangements made for a small orange grove, a big, nice two-story house, and everything just to be there to take care of the house and have the oranges. I said, that's too good a proposition. He said, well, I'll make you a better one than that. I said, what is it? He said, if you live here, he said, I'll lead you a place to build a house on. And help you build your house. He said, I can't help you financially, but he said, I'll help you build it. I said, well, I ain't worried about the finance part of it. And my double first cousin was sitting on the porch. He said, no, he's not worried about it. I'll loan him all he wants. He loaned me enough money to build that house, my double first cousin.
Which house was that?
That's the third house down there. And we lived there then. We were settled then. And we lived there then until their death. Their death, I come automatically come to this 40 acres here. And he also gave me 40 acres and what we call a hammock for that.
And the hammock? What's the hammock?
Well, it's just a heavy timber, mostly hardwood, such like.
I'd like to get an idea of what that those houses look like, the floor plan, you know? Do you think you could sort of make
Well, now you can get one right here. This new was built in 1918.
Well, what about the house that you grew up in? Could you sort of make a sketch of, you know what I mean by the floor plan, don't you? Just where the, like you're looking at it from the top where the rooms were. Could you sort of make a sketch of
well,
that?
Well, now let me see. That house was three bedrooms and a dining room and kitchen. And like the old time house used to be, you had a porch walking from the house. It's the dining room kitchen sitting off our joint.
So there was three rooms in the main part of the house?
Yeah.
How did you sort of...
Well, just this. Let me see now. In other words, it was long this way.